This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Hundreds of people marched in Denver from City Park to the state capitol today to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. The Marade, it's part march, part parade, kicked off at City Park under the MLK Memorial statue with a round of speeches from black political dignitaries. Wellington Webb, the first black mayor of Denver, reminded the crowd the work is not done.
It is not just about celebrating King. It's having direct action like King. We need direct action like King. We need to be on the forefront of dealing with the issues of today.
Webb says the issues of today include fighting back against President Donald Trump and immigration enforcement. Denver Broncos coach Sean Payton says he's confident backup quarterback Jarrett Stidham is ready. The Broncos are moving on to the next round of the NFL playoffs without their starting quarterback Bo Nix. The Broncos beat the Buffalo Bills in overtime Saturday to advance to the AFC Championship game. They'll take on the New England Patriots this Sunday at Empower Field, but Nix is scheduled to have surgery tomorrow to fix a broken bone in his ankle, and he'll miss the playoffs. There is a small chance residents of far northern Colorado could get a glimpse of the northern lights tonight. The U.S. Space Weather Prediction Center forecasts tonight's view line to fall as far south as the Colorado-Wyoming border, dipping into the state along the northeastern plains. You're listening to CPR News.